We're letting the city council know that they can't just come in and trump the will of the people, and that when they do things that are very unpopular, the people can stand up and say stop.
I'm Tracy Oppenheimer for Reason TV. I'm here with Don Duncan, California Director of Americans for Safe Access, which has done a lot of work with medical marijuana nationwide and particularly in Southern California. Don, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Earlier this summer, LA City Council passed a ban on medical marijuana facilities. Can you talk a little bit about why the ban was enacted?
In Los Angeles, we've had a very controversial experience with medical cannabis. Beginning in about 2005, cooperatives and collectives started to open here in the city of Los Angeles for the first time. And the city council was very slow to react to that. And so the number of facilities in Los Angeles really grew very quickly. So in 2010, we finally succeeded in adopting an ordinance in Los Angeles to help regulate these facilities. Unfortunately, that was followed by numerous lawsuits filed by collectives and cooperatives and by the city attorney's office. And so after years of frustration, almost 2 years in court, the city council essentially threw up its hands and walked away from the issue and said, we're just going to ban these organizations.
And Councilman Jose Huizar authored the ban. He was saying, you know, it's gotten excessive because there's 1,000 dispensaries and 2 in some neighborhoods, and enough is enough. Do you think this was justification for the ban?
While there are a few that are operated badly or located in a questionable location, that doesn't really justify throwing out the baby with the bathwater. People in Los Angeles want medical cannabis. 77% of Californians support the regulation and the control of medical cannabis.
A lot of opponents also say that these dispensaries are just a farce for stoners to get legal weed and aren't really for medicinal purposes.
There are probably people out there abusing the system, but again, it doesn't justify victimizing the majority of people who are getting real medical benefit, just like the voters intended. People will find an anecdote, one situation where there was a burglary or a robbery or someone behaving in a fraudulent manner, and they'll say, that's proof, it's all fraudulent, we have to throw the whole thing out. And that just doesn't stand up to any scrutiny.
Like you said, the support for medical cannabis is really strong, and residents came out with this petition. Can you talk a little bit about the petition and how the referendum was successful?
Well, after the city council adopted the ban, patients and collective operators and organized labor all got together and organized a referendum campaign. We collected 50,000 signatures in a period of about 9 or 10 days, which is a really impressive number. We were able to submit those early to the city clerk's office and actually block the implementation of the ban before it even took effect. And so that's a tremendous victory for patients. The next step is for that to go to the voters in the city of Los Angeles and ask them to overturn the ban adopted by the city council. Otherwise, they can use the voter initiative process, which is a tool voters in California also have, where they can create their own ordinance. That may actually, and ironically, be something city councils favor, because it takes the political pressure off of them. Nobody can criticize them for saying, oh, you did this, you wrote this bad ordinance. The voters sort of take that authority, and it's a shame that has to come into play in our system, but I think very often politicians prefer the safest route, and putting it off on the people may be the safest route.
Let's talk about the future after this ban was blocked, or at least for now. It shows very strong popular support for medical marijuana, and also a check on local government power for now. Do you think this will hold, or they'll bring in the feds like other cities have done?
I think the referendum changes the situation in Los Angeles, because it really puts very clearly in the public view that people don't support the ban, and so they want something else. So the city council, of course, has a choice now to either just hold off for the election and then deal with the consequences in March, or they could take this these few months leading up to March to do something good for the city of Los Angeles. They could adopt a new ordinance. They could go back to the table and sit down with advocates and with patients and try to work it out. And we really would like for them to do that. But if they don't, then of course we're prepared to go to the ballot. We're prepared to repeal the ban and then move forward. We certainly hope that the city would be reasonable and not bring in federal authorities or start prosecuting people indiscriminately. It doesn't look like that's the path they're going down. We've seen a couple of motions pass the city council calling for federal cooperation when it comes to medical cannabis. We've also seen a call for the police department to coordinate with the district attorney's office, which is of course a precursor to bringing felony charges.
Don't they want to value what the supporters want, because that secures their own reelection?
Well, we would expect, of course, that the city council members would do what's most popular. But unfortunately, I think that very often what they hear from other community are people who are dissatisfied and not people who are satisfied. It's the neighbor with one shop on each side of their house, or the community where they've had a burglary or a robbery or something like that. Those are the people who are speaking up and really drawing a lot of attention and sort of driving the agenda right now.
Another complaint is that it was supposed to be enacted to protect collectives and people growing their own marijuana, and it doesn't include people making money off of it. Do you think there's a problem with the profits that come along with the dispensaries?
In our consumer society, all of the things we need are provided through the market economy. So if you needed insulin because you're diabetic, you would buy that at a store, and it would be made by a corporation that manufactures and packages and ships this to the pharmacy. Now, California law is a little bit ambivalent on the terms in terms of profit regarding medical cannabis. SB 420, which was adopted by the state legislature in 2003, says that nothing in that statute authorizes the cultivation of cannabis for profit. What's really important about that nonprofit designation is that we have to remember that just because an organization is nonprofit doesn't mean that no money is going to change hands. When patients visit their collective or cooperative, they reimburse that collective or cooperative using cash or a credit card for the medicine that they receive. And we have to be very careful about how our opponents spin that issue, because there's no practical way to get patients medicine through their collectives and cooperatives without having money involved in the transaction.
So do you think the referendum putting this on hold, is it more promising than it is negative?
I think whether the referendum's a good thing or a bad thing depends on which side of this debate you're on. But I think on the whole, this is a very good thing, because we're letting the city council know that they can't just come in and trump the will of the people. There may yet be one more hurdle for medical cannabis in Los Angeles. In 2010, the ordinance that the city council adopted included what we call a sunset clause, which says that if the city council doesn't renew that ordinance within 2 years, it would automatically expire, and every collective and cooperative in Los Angeles should close. And so the city attorney argues now that collectives and cooperatives are illegal no matter what happens with the referendum in Los Angeles. Our argument is that it's unreasonable. Every single milestone of implementation was missed. Registration deadlines, a selection of applicants, the vetting process, all of that was missed along the way. The city attorney is committed to the fact that medical cannabis is illegal. And so we expect some sort of an enforcement action from the city attorney that will probably involve civil measures, but that's also almost certainly going to be coupled with some law enforcement activity. The LAPD, perhaps in cooperation with federal officials, going in and shutting down facilities and confiscating medicine. And unfortunately, that means that some people who are trying to do right and are trying to take care of sick people and obey the law are going to get caught up in that dragnet.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Okay, great. Thank you for having me.
For Reason TV, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer.